This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
I don't mind telling you the airline gods have been smiling on me. I got into the East Coast on Sunday, North Carolina, to be clear, and then out again this morning without even a hint of a delay. A whole bunch, hundreds of thousands of people probably haven't been so lucky. Tens of thousands of flights have been canceled. Major hubs have been closed for 2 days now. And even when they open back up again, getting air travel back to normal could take a whole lot longer, as Stacey Vanek-Smith reports.
More than 14,000 flights were canceled yesterday and today. That means planes aren't where they're supposed to be, crews aren't where they're supposed to be, and passengers are all over the place. It's a mess, says airline analyst Robert Mann.
Well, you have the unusual circumstance of a disruption of essentially all the East Coast. That affects both international flights as well as domestic hub activity.
And those aren't the only challenges for the airlines.
They're operating on the edge kind of day in and day out.
Kurt Grimm teaches supply chain management at the University of Maryland. He says the airlines have cut so much fat out of the system, when something goes wrong, it's hard for them to be flexible.
All slack in the system has long since been eliminated. I think that's one of the factors that makes it so difficult for them to rebound.
Grimm says another problem is that airlines have cut flights, and now planes are typically around 85% full, so it can be hard to find room for displaced passengers. Bob McAdoo is an airline analyst at Imperial Capital. He says the real issue in getting planes back in the air is on the ground.
So many of the people who work at the airport need public transit to get to work.
With the New York subway system shut down, McAdoo says a lot of crucial airport and security workers won't be able to get to their jobs.
The airport may be open for flights, but if the TSA can't get all of their people out there to work, they're not going to let any passengers go on a flight.
Right now, officials estimate it could be weeks before New York has regular subway service again. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.